All right. Welcome to episode 33 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew, along with some special guests this evening, coming to you live / pre-recorded from Site B. So we'll go around the kitchen, because that's where we are, and we'll introduce everybody. We got Joe Dust.
Send me your Snapchat nudes.
We have Big Matt.
Hello.
Cripple J.
Toner didn't fuck up the intro.
That was low, whatever that was supposed to be. Couldn't hear that. Thanks, Steve.
Jews.
Right on time.
Do that one again.
Jews.
Okay, that one's better. I only had one ear.
Was that more Jewy for
the first
you?
One was
okay. It wasn't quite Jewy enough, right?
Yeah. And sound guy, Steve.
Hi.
That song was amazing.
Well, that's like right. Really fuck. Was that what that said?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's bubbles from Trailer Park Boys. Yeah.
I've never seen a single episode of it.
Me neither.
What are you missing?
The guy in the glasses.
Tony's pimping it out, though.
Oh, yeah.
Funny.
I'm all over
that's
it.
Bubbles. Yep. That's who was that. Yeah.
I couldn't get through the first season.
It's bad.
Eh.
He likes it.
It's good.
Oh, it's fucking hilarious.
And I pointed on a podcast, but that was Tony who I pointed to.
He's watching The Wire. He's like, I can't wait to talk on our topical podcast about a show that went off the air like 5 years ago.
I feel like...
It's been off the air for like...
Whatever the fuck.
Almost 10.
Yeah, 10 years.
Whatever. Whatever.
I watched The Wire, and now I understand Black Lives Matter.
Anyway, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize... I'm shut the fuck up. Everybody.
I wish everybody could see Tony's eyes when he says that.
As always, at this point of our show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. So for that, I will turn to our official beer snob, Cripple J, to let us know who we are drinking today.
So I stopped by Friendship Brewing today in Wentzville, Missouri, and got their Frenzied. It's an IPA, 6.6 APV.
Ooh, Frenzied.
Does they have a beer advocate score yet?
I don't know. I didn't look.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
They've been open for like a month.
It's probably got a 77.
You know what we looked up the other day on that, speaking of? Bud Light. It had a 48.
Yeah.
48 on a scale of 100, right?
Yeah.
I can look it up real quick.
That's okay.
While you're talking.
I think a 48 is classified as piss on there.
Yeah. Probably.
You didn't even introduce the ladies.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do
no,
have
mics, guests. But they're
well,
here.
I got to introduce the other guests, too. Sorry.
Jesus.
I always do that for the beer sponsors. Are you guys new to this?
Yeah.
Fuck.
When was the last time we recorded?
I don't know. Months ago.
July 9th. Or no. Right before July 4th, because July 9th we had
no,
an episode
we recorded
come out.
Since
thank you, Rayman.
It's been no. We all got together. It was June. We did a Skype episode a couple weeks ago. The last time we were all here was in end of June, right before 4th of July.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't remember dates. I'm on fucking Pinterest.
Okay. Special guest. Cripple J's buddy, Brian, is here with us.
Thank you.
Welcome. Shalom.
Brian, you've already talked more than Jen.
No.
He looks and sound menacing, so it's awesome.
Yeah, I've been waiting to get on this for a while. I listened to a couple of them and... Not all of them are crap, though. It's good.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what we're going
not
for,
not all of them are crap.
That's actually a pretty good review, to be honest.
It's what?
It's not crap.
He said not all of them are crap.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope you're ready
Joe's
to be internet
friend,
famous in Poland.
Joe's friend said
France
that,
is pretty good.
What was your friend that said that she didn't like some of the stuff that we did? What was the one that... Lindsay?
A lot of them.
Lindsay, was it?
Yeah, no, it was probably Lindsay. Yeah.
Was it her?
She skips through the Game of Thrones and watches.
She'll probably listen to this. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good. Fuck you, Lindsay.
Yeah, fuck
hey,
you, Lindsay.
If you ever go to House of Blues in New Orleans, though.
Is she there? That's where she works?
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Never mind.
Flash the business card, you'll get hooked up.
I'll flash my business card, all right.
Oh, saucy.
Lindsay, run.
Okay. We also have Steve's girl. Beer's kicking in. Yeah. Steve's girlfriend, Lori's here. Just yell.
Oh my god.
Hello. I just found out I'm Tony's least favorite person.
That's true. You did say that before we started recording.
Yeah, yeah. That was some nice cleavage.
Matt's wife's here, so we'll say
that's
hi for her.
True. He
hi,
said,
Jen.
She said hi.
Hi,
we
Jen.
Heard her. Okay.
Hi.
Tony said he didn't like Hitler either. That's not true.
And Trump, so she's got good company.
What?
Steve, your girlfriend's pro Trump? Well, you're pro.
I think
Tony said he hated Trump too.
Well, so. Tony, he's very liberal, but you're very Republican. How does that work with this dynamic of living together? He's very Republican.
Well, I wouldn't say it very Republican. It's just I'm very.
I hate. No, I can't stand either extreme.
Yeah, of course. I'm right here. It's in my fucking throat, man.
You sound like you're like a car going like, yeah. Like every time you talk, you're like, yeah.
He's a Prius.
Yeah. He talks everywhere. Gay. He talks everywhere, but right into the microphone.
I'm adjusting.
He's like fucking Stevie Wonder. He's like, hey, I'm on
well,
podcast.
I guess these are the one that Steve has, and maybe, or no, maybe just Steve has.
Do not take their side. I'm married to you.
But yeah, she hates you by default, though.
She does hate you by default.
Yes, true. She does.
Yeah.
She's so cute over there.
Mm-hmm. Lori just sent me a Snapchat.
She's getting her Lisa Loeb on.
Right. Can you say, stay, right. stay?
All we right, watched so that video a lot back in the day. It was on
I
all
did.
The time, though.
She's
we watched
fucking
it
hot.
We watched Stay video. We watched Beastie Boys Sabotage
that,
all the time.
Yes.
Black Hole Sun.
And Black Hole Sun. Yeah. And most I remember from Black Hole Sun is when they barbecued the Barbie on the grill.
Yeah.
That was a good scene.
The fucked up part of that video is when their face is like stretched real
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Did you guys watch Beavis and Butthead a lot?
Oh, yeah.
I watched it religiously when I was younger.
Whenever my
that
parents
was the one
around.
Show my parents didn't want me to watch.
Did yeah. Why did they not? It wasn't bad compared
know.
To what's on TV today.
And then South Park came along like, okay, I guess Beavis and Butthead really wasn't that bad.
Does anyone watch MTV anymore at all?
MTV's still on.
That's what I mean.
Drop sound guy.
Yeah, sound guy.
Ain't
he's
no problem.
He's on his game tonight.
Like that was the.
No, seriously. Is there any show that anybody here at this table watches on MTV at all anymore?
No.
Do you even go to that channel anymore?
No.
Because
it's not even fucking. The only thing MTV anymore is the fucking Music Awards, but those are pieces of
the
shit.
The only
anyway,
show so. I'd watch on there is Catfish.
What? Yeah, you said you watched that.
But I just stopped watching it because I think I've seen it.
Didn't
them
you
all.
Guys watch Aeon Flux back in the day?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a great show,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Cool. Yeah.
Only thing I remember
movie.
About those, what was the thing they put in her spine? Remember, like, she had a hole in
it
her spine?
It wasn't a microphone.
It was like fluid or something, wasn't it?
I'm right here.
Hey, guys.
Right here.
Hey, you guys watched Aeon Flux before?
All right,
Aeon Flux. Aeon Flux is fucking cool, man.
It was right in her spine. They put, do you remember, Jen, they put, like, it's like a battery in her
yeah,
spine.
Yeah, no, I remember.
Like,
yeah.
Did they have that in the movie?
I think
with,
it was.
Charlie
it was a tomato worm.
It was good.
No, the movie
yeah,
was crap.
It was Venom.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Okay.
What else was on MTV that we used to watch back in the day?
Daria.
I know
Daria,
one.
Daria. Yeah. Daria was
singled hey. Out.
Singled out with Chris Hardwick. Yeah.
Jen
yeah. Yeah.
She kind of looks like Daria a little bit.
It's the
was this, that was Jen McCarthy before she became a retard on autism, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That was very yeah. PC. I said retard. Autism. Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Special ed.
Well, whatever. To her, one leads to the other. So.
Oh, that's right.
Vaccinations.
I'm trying to think what else was on MTV that we watched.
Like Pimp My Ride.
Jackass. Oh, Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Was that on MTV?
Pimp My Ride.
Then?
Yeah, that was more recent.
But that was more recent, yeah.
Recent.
Yeah.
Cribs.
Like 13 years ago?
Cribs. Oh, Cribs. Nah. Yeah, Cribs was on there. Yeah.
That's the last time I saw it.
Real World.
Real and Roll
yeah.
Rules.
Real Rules was some good
the first,
shit back
the first
in the
three
day.
Seasons of ro- of each
Road
of those
rules.
Were good.
Roll
were
Rules was eh.
I met a guy from the, I think it was Real World. Or it was one of them.
Judd Winnick. Yeah, he's
San Francisco.
He was a
yeah.
blonde dude from like
Puck.
Season.
You didn't watch Puck?
No.
Right?
What
no?
a piece.
It was
of
some
shit.
Guy in Nashville. He was in a bar, and all my friends were like, "That all guy's right. from like."
Go
Real
around
World.
The table.
Like,
favorite season of Real World. Toner.
I never watched
Go.
It.
You never. Joe, we'll skip Joe.
Part of the well, who was the one with the guy from Dublin? Was that season one?
I don't remember a guy from Dublin at all.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Lars.
Oh.
Lars from Dublin.
I think I remember that. No,
remember
the name sounds familiar. Because yeah.
Saturday Night Live did a skit and Mike Myers played. He goes, "Hello, yes, this is Lars. I'm from Dublin."
That's oh, that's
how he
right.
The
I'm
phone.
From Dublin.
He always, always started
about
that. Hey, I'm from Dublin. Yeah,
I'm from Dublin.
Okay, yes.
No,
yeah.
I remember. No, when he did Sprockets, I remember Mike Myers when he did Sprockets, the German. Well, he was Dieter. Wasn't it Dieter?
Dieter.
His name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm going off topic.
Would
what
you
was
like
your favorite?
You're going
monkey?
Off microphone.
Would you like to touch
the
monkey?
No, the blonde-headed guy from Nashville. I can't remember his name. He goes, "True story." The country singer guy?
Don't remember that one.
That's
that
season. Story.
Because during
I remember
the,
him.
The
he used to sing
three,
that.
Right?
He would like just
no,
sing the
when
word.
They did, you know how they all introduced to themselves? He goes, "True story." And then he goes, "Bill." You know, he used to do that shit like that. That's what he would.
That.
Don't
yeah.
remember that one at all.
Yeah. I don't remember what season, but yeah, I know
yeah,
you're talking about.
I think it's two. San Francisco was two, and then one was the
New
one
York.
From
New York.
Yeah,
was
yeah, he's got, yeah.
Was, so Puck was season one, right?
You say
no,
you don't watch it, but you
two.
Had to watch
season
a little
two.
Bit. But just not
I mean,
religiously.
I just remember it.
Yeah,
I never watched
yeah.
like anything.
Puck San Francisco. And the guy, John, Pedro.
That was like
Pedro.
The
Pedro was the AIDS guy, yeah, right?
That was
actually pretty good. San Francisco has to be like the best one, right?
Probably.
Because it had the most going on with it.
Real World was the reality show.
Yeah, they didn't even kill anybody in any other
season.
You didn't watch any other season besides San Francisco?
Oh, my favorite season was the one where they had 20-something on there. And basically, they just had a lot of conflict the entire season. And
all hooked
really
up.
Good. Yeah, they all hooked up.
They had to.
That was pretty much everything after San Francisco.
Yeah.
That was Jersey Shore.
I've never watched a single episode of Jersey Shore.
Neither have I.
One episode of it.
T-shirt time.
Bobby Carter can tell you all about it.
He watched it. What about you? What was your favorite season?
Probably San Francisco.
San Fran.
But that's the only one that sticks out.
San Fran or London. I think I remember London for some reason. Why do I remember?
Oh, man, I remember Real World London. Yeah.
Actually, San Diego was a good one.
See, I remember the commercials,
I
think.
I think the other one was Seattle, where the black guy smacked the woman and got kicked off the show.
Oh, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Dave or whatever.
I don't remember that at all. But
he was a comic before that.
Really?
Yeah, because the one girl like screamed rape or something like that, and the one Latin chick was a cop or some shit like that. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah,
I remember San Diego because there's two guys that dressed up as Mario and Luigi for Halloween one year. That's all I remember from that show from that year. Try to think what
Sheamus
else.
All the VJs
from MTV are now on Sirius XM.
Is that what it is?
Everyone
that's what they did?
Downtown Julie Brown and fucking Matt Pinfield and all them.
Adam Curry.
Yeah.
Julie Brown's cute if I remember.
Oh, she's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Sexual chocolate like nothing, man.
You know your girlfriend's to your left.
Look, don't touch, you know.
Look, don't touch.
It's just so, like, you see a girl with some nice tits, like, just you just want to stand there and be like, just show me. Like, okay, good, I got a visual, that's fine.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't know either.
Just fucking go.
I don't think MTV Real World and Random Tits were was on the agenda.
Next time on Real World, Random Tits.
It's every episode.
Yeah, I was going to ask Matt what we were talking about today, but I don't
know. I just went off topic with it. I don't know.
Okay.
Just random stuff, you know.
Do we have an agenda?
Kind of.
Okay.
Oh, Colin Kaepernick. Let's get real political. Yeah, that's fun. Let's do that. Kaepernick.
Okay.
Okay, so the latest news on Kaepernick is apparently the San Fran police are going to boycott doing any kind of work at the stadium until they take some kind of action against Kaepernick. I don't know what kind of action they want done. I don't know if they want to cut, release.
It's freedom of, like, it's free speech.
But isn't Kaepernick the backup at this point?
Yeah, they just announced.
Gabbert's going to be the starter, right?
So Blaine Gabbert's starting. He just announced that
so
today.
So why does it matter?
They said Kaepernick's probably going to get cut, too.
He sucks
anyway. Before any of this happened, he was probably going to get cut.
Which may have been one of the main reasons for why he was doing this. Because this whole shenanigans with, you know, people reaching for their, you know, license and insurance, getting shot, you know, like, oh, I was scared, you know, bullshit.
Okay,
that's been going on for almost like 2 fucking years now.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's just now deciding to protest it, I think he's realizing his 15 minutes are going to be up and he's going to be out the door. At most, going to be a backup or third stringer somewhere. So he's looking for that.
And nothing says social injustice like a multi-million-dollar quarterback.
Yeah.
I
make $19 million a year.
Did he ever say that he was oppressed or he was standing up for the oppressed?
He was saying he's standing up for the oppressed.
Right. Because
I don't even care.
You got the fagtrons over like on the Blaze and Fox News and shit. They're like, that dude says he's oppressed and he makes like $61 million. Man, shut the fuck up and like read or listen. I don't know, maybe stats, numbers, or you know, not the Bible for 5 fucking seconds.
I love the people that compare him to Jackie Robinson because Jackie Robinson didn't stand for the pledge.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah,
I think he's got a little bit easier than Jackie Robinson.
A little bit, yeah.
You haven't broken anything there.
Your dog's about to attack somebody's face.
Sorry. I thought I closed the fucking blind.
It's just a girl lighting Matt's car on fire. It's okay.
Oh.
I think she's black, too.
Ooh.
No, that's untrue. We're in Wentzville. There's no black people
Jesus.
In Wentzville.
Hey, she needs to stop. All cars matter.
Well, that's what I was telling you guys before I got here. I saw the bumper sticker, All Lives Matter. Is it going to move the social agenda anywhere, this stuff? And what Kaepernick's doing, is it going to create any real change? It's not, right?
No, it's not going to do shit.
It's just not.
Dude, nobody's going to care. He's probably going to get cut. He might have got cut today. I have no idea.
He's the backup.
They had to announce
far,
everything.
Gabbert's going to be the starter for the year, and he's done.
They're not going to cut him because of this stuff.
No. He was – his seat. Fuck. Fate was sealed. I gotta stop drinking. That's the first
His
beer I've had.
Fate
he makes
was sealed.
He makes $19 million a year, but he has to wear fucking socks that have cops as pigs. What a fucking piece of shit.
Was he the backup to the backup? I mean, just cut down 53 roster, right?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
The notification I got saying Gabbert's a starter and Colin fuck Kaepernick Colin Kaepernick is backing him up. Jesus Christ, just had a stroke.
He's like that guy. He's like the Tourette's guy trying to.
So what was the verbatim, not verbatim, but just because I don't watch news, I don't watch ESPN. What exactly did he say? He's not standing just because of cops shooting black people. Is that what this was about?
Yeah, pretty much. He can't stand. He won't.
Because he lives in a country.
He won't support a country that oppresses black people,
which he's fucking stupid.
Or that, you know, or the cops are essentially, like, you look at the Freddie Gray thing, got away with murder.
Or you look at, which is, you know, all the other black people killing black people, but. Let's not worry about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking
you mean Chicago?
People give zero fucks about Chicago. That doesn't matter. Which is, you know, it's the media. It's what sells. Yeah. They don't give a fuck about Chicago.
I don't even care. He can say whatever he wants. So
that's the whole thing.
And he's still going to make $19 million
a year.
Well, it's kind of garbage. After this contract, he's not going to be able to get near.
Right. My thing
he's also not very good at football in the NFL.
He's a CFL quarterback. He's a one-trick pony. The league figured him out.
He has white parents. He's also Egyptian. I mean, Jesus Christ.
And he's dating.
I don't look at him Egyptian and go, really? "Oh, that's Wesley Snipes." Who's
his girlfriend's Muslim.
Is he Egyptian?
No,
really?
He is part Egyptian. Wow. Yeah. Like I knew that like back in the day because I remember when he first started getting big. They're like, "Yeah, he's like, whatever." Half Egyptian, blah, blah, blah. So one half of him is really pissed, though.
One half is really oppressed, apparently. So,
yeah, but I think it's the way he's doing it, though. I mean, the standing for the flag, I mean, that's one of those things that's going to set conservatives off right away. It's whoa, that's my flag.
Yeah.
Stand up.
That is the one thing that I hate, and I can't stand the far left or far right, but you're never going to find anybody more hypocritical than a far right winger.
Jesus,
I can't.
This is the Tourette's like episode.
I cannot talk. Jesus Christ.
Episode 33. Tony's Tourette's.
This is
basically
Tourette's. It's all freedom. Freedom. Fuck the government. You don't tell me what to do. I answer to no man. I answer to no entity. I answer to Jesus Christ, and I answer to the founding fathers. I should be able to hold a beer in my left hand, my AR-15 in my right hand, while I'm fucking my sister in church. Freedom.
Wow. Dude, I am so, like, fucking hard right now.
Okay? That's the freedom I want. That's the freedom I deserve, okay? But when somebody wants to do their freedom of speech, their freedom of expression, but if it goes against their beliefs, they're like, fuck you, buddy. I'm like, all right.
But on the other hand, I mean, if you're not vegan, you're the devil on the left. So Jesus Christ.
That's the thing. Like they're very
sorry, Jesus.
Whatever. Say hi to Santa for me. Yeah, but it's like whatever, dude.
You feel good now, Toner? You feel good?
I'm good now.
You're good.
I think this is more of just the media running with something that's not even a story.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's ESPN's. Like it's one of their, like in the first 10 minutes of every Sports Center, they're still talking about it.
That's because.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No, I was trying to. I was waiting for the right time, so you know, I could.
Well, also, you see, there's that meme on the fucking internet. I love Facebook, where it says it had fucking Kaepernick and then fucking Tebow, you know, side by side. If this guy's actions don't bother you, where he's, you know, not standing for the flag, but they have Tebow, you know, kneeling, praying for fucking football skills. If this doesn't, you know.
Or baseball skills.
Yeah, whatever. The
Braves signed him.
But the thing is, what's such a big deal? What's such a big deal?
That's the thing. People are like, if Kaepernick's actions don't bother you, but Tebow's does, and like, then you're what's wrong with this country. I had never had a problem with his faith. The dude fucking sucked. The only reason he was even getting any kind of media attention whatsoever because he wore his faith on his sleeve, and just if he completed a pass, like, oh my god, he's so talented. He's a fucking quarterback. His job's to pass the ball and like catch it.
Well, quarterbacks don't normally catch it, so.
Yeah, they don't
do that. Well, what the fuck?
He has to throw it to
himself.
He was
on a roll. Let him roll.
Center hikes it and he catches it. But
Tebow is really good at football.
Big picture, you look at the two tools that the left and the right have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Steve and Tony.
The left is all about racism. That's how they get you, because you can't argue against it. If you argue against it, you're racist. But the right side, it's patriotism. If you're not. Look, you got to stand with the soldiers. If you're not standing with them, you're against them.
I'm so pro-soldier that I would love, like you say, I want the troops to come home. This fucking sucks. They're over there dying. Like, fuck you, buddy. We got to kill all them Arabs. You ain't American.
How much did he drink before we got here?
How many did he have? One.
I've been drinking since just one. I thought I would be bad. I've been drinking since noon, but he's more fucked up and having Tourette's over here.
We love you, Toner.
It's at Zima.
Was that the friendship beer?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was friendship beer.
She sets off a tick.
He's not sounding very friendly, though.
Right. What'd that other guy do?
Can we all agree that it just doesn't matter what he does? And no one should really care. How about we go with that? Should anyone really care about what Colin Kaepernick thinks?
No, he's fucking.
That's the point.
It's no the act, though. Yeah. It's not. It's because it sets off everybody. As a former veteran, or still veteran, I guess I haven't died yet. But as a veteran, I don't care if you don't stand for the flag. Because if you don't understand why you're standing, I don't give a crap if you stand anyway. So. Yeah. There's a process.
Have you seen that little?
Well, here, let's change it to this. And I'm sorry to cut you off, Steve, but it's just a matter.
I have a new microphone stand. I cut everybody off.
I'm gonna do that. But no, it's a matter of how about just respect? Is it just more of a respect thing? How about we're dealing with a generation where he's a generation below us, I believe, because of his age.
He's a
where
fucking
they just
millennial.
They lack.
Although I guess I am. Too.
They just lack
no,
common respect and common sense. Going okay, I believe in a certain thing, but I also need to know that I respect something that has tradition. Does the generation below us just not have the respect for a tradition?
Pretty much.
No, they don't.
No.
They care about Justin Bieber.
It's like the thing
you
said.
Slaying pussy.
The veterans that have done that, it's like, but the good point, it's like, yeah, they've given you the freedom to, you consider, stand. But at the same time, you're at a fucking sporting event where they do it. It's just like, then do one of those things where you just like, put your eyes down at the ground or stuff if you don't want to fucking look at it. Just be, it's common sense. Nobody has common sense anymore. It's like, well, if you can't talk to a black person, you're a fucking racist. If you can't talk to a fucking Muslim, you're fucking racist too. And if they walk by with a turban, they're going to fucking blow you up with a fucking.
That part's true.
I read on the internet that's true.
That is true.
Well,
because here's the thing, are we dealing with a generation that goes, if there was a draft, what would Kaepernick do if there's a draft right now?
Oh, he would.
Well, if there was an NFL draft, he wouldn't have to worry.
He would dodge it like both Trump and Clinton did.
You know the thing about Kaepernick, though? Like, I honestly don't care about what he's doing, but, like, I didn't know. Black people apparently just started getting oppressed the last month. Like, where the fuck was all this shit the last several years then? He's been the NFL for a few years now.
Oh, yeah.
And now he's like, I'm on the hot seat. I got
trying to keep
team.
That Kaepernick brand alive. Right?
Yeah, because he was trying.
I think once he signed a contract, he's like, well, I can do whatever the fuck I want now.
Didn't he take? He took the place of Alex Smith when he got hurt, right? When he was playing for 49ers.
Yeah,
I think so.
Then they traded him.
And then
to
it was
City.
He's kind of like Tebow, because Tebow got popular because he won like a few games for the Broncos in the playoffs, and Kaepernick did the same thing. It wasn't even a full season.
Right.
And then they're like, dude, I'm going to draft him, like, second round next year. I'm like, okay. He's been a bust, you know.
Yeah. But there's
but he got paid,
there's
too.
Different ways you can do that. I mean, you look at what Michael Jordan did in Chicago, donating $1 million to two different seemingly opposing areas with it wasn't the Black Lives Matter. It was the policemen, and then there was the other side of it, which I forget, neighborhoods or whatever. But, again, that money can go towards an actual project. He's just up there saying something's wrong, but he's not offering a solution. And that's what pisses most people off. It's like, okay, you're oppressed. You earned $61 million guaranteed, but who cares? What are you doing with that money towards that? What's your goal?
You're too smart to be here.
No, that's good. I like.
No,
he's got common sense.
There's talk,
man.
There's talk, and then there's action, and no one has action.
Yeah, you can throw money at the problem.
Well, I think that's what people are waiting for. They're like, dude, you knew where he stood if you saw his Twitter. I'm like, who gives a shit? It's fucking Twitter.
But it's funny you bring up Jordan, because he was criticized for not taking action. He would donate money for everything, but he would not take a stand because of his brand that he had. There were
so
a lot.
I probably wouldn't either.
Dude, no,
he's got too much to lose.
Killed over those shoes. They were killed over his shoes in Chicago.
He just stood there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He got criticized by a lot of black leaders because he wouldn't step up and try to help black communities more than just donating money. He wouldn't be a face for the black community.
Well, yeah, Black Lives Matter doesn't help black communities either. Let's be real.
Yeah, they weren't down in Louisiana.
Steve's my wingman.
I'm just saying, they weren't.
Well, that's because they can't swim, Steve. Racism!
Oh, God!
Oh,
we're going to have to edit that part.
Edit that out. You
oh, no, my Jerry curl.
Tony, if you watch the Olympics, you know that's not true.
I know.
But to end the segment, I think we need to take a outside view.
My mom says there's a lot of black people in Africa.
Yeah. If you guys turned up your volume to 20, you would have heard that.
Ow, fuck.
So is my niece, and she's 10 months old.
All right, let's move on to something else.
All right, what about clickbait and shock culture?
What?
Clickbait and shock culture.
I haven't read it.
Is that a movie?
No. No, wait. It's that shit on like Facebook.
It kind of ties into this because
you won't believe what happens next.
Yeah.
The media has been driving this whole Kaepernick thing, and it's everywhere you turn now. It's you won't believe what happened.
Mm-hmm. They do it during. They've done it the whole time. I mean, they've done it for a while, but during the election too, they do that all the time.
Well, I mean, it's even gotten to
like see what Trump said. Blah. I'm like, why don't you just fucking say it in the headlines? Yeah.
I don't know if you've been on comic book resources lately, but
they changed the whole format.
Yeah.
Of it.
And it's sucks. All clickbait.
Oh, it's all clickbait now?
Yeah.
It's
all
that sucks.
Lists, and you have to go through each page to see each individual thing.
I mean,
thing.
It's got
to
be clickbait because today's youth or even the millennials, they're not going to read a whole article on something. Just tell me what I'm supposed to believe.
That's what the news is.
And then I'll go.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Inside the headline, give me it. Or
the news
the
are
first headline.
The news is like blog posts now, basically. Which I kind of get because everything's instant now, you know?
Yeah.
You almost don't. Like, it's like a special, like, feature if you waste a whole article, you know? Like, posting it. Like, Bernie Miklas or something posting a whole article, you know? Now you'd be like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have anything to do yesterday, huh? You know? Have you heard about the newspapers?
What are those?
Well, I know.
Yeah, what are those?
But now how they're moving towards. Once they start moving towards today's generation, you know, how everything works, you know, in the news, they basically were required to post. Oh, man, what did I see this on? I'm an idiot. It might have been Vice or something like that. But they were required to have 8 posts a day on social media and also like 8 comments. And they had to reply to their own. They had to be the first comment on all of their own articles and all this. I think it was the Baltimore Sun. I think that's who it was. And it was, and I think the reason why I saw that, it was the guy from The Wire worked for that. And, like, he was basically saying now, like.
You mean the writer, David Simon?
The writer. Yeah, I think it was him.
Because. I'm wasted.
I don't even.
Because here's going to clickbait and. Basically, Twitter journalism is what I think you're talking about.
Yeah,
because
what
they're doing now, what journalists are doing now, is they'll find something on Twitter that's a hot button topic. And they'll write about someone's opinion about something. Because, for example, Barry Odom, head coach for Mizzou, he just did an interview about his handgun policy on the football team. College football players, he's basically going, we don't let college football players.
Yeah, what was that about? I saw something.
His policy is we don't let handguns in the program. Like, you can't have a handgun.
Guys, don't bring a gun to practice.
Basically, don't bring a gun.
What the fuck, man?
Have they not seen Last Boy Scout?
I know.
And now you have to.
You better score that fucking touchdown.
Because here's the thing. Now, you got to remember, where does Mizzou, Mizzou plays in what division now? They play in, division conference. They play in the SEC. So now.
Not very well, but yes.
Not very well at all. But here's the thing. They go, so now you have a Southern reporter catching Barry Odom going, we don't let players have handguns. And he goes, so you're for oppressing the Second Amendment. And he's like.
Fuck.
Oppressing.
So, yeah,
everything's oppressive.
That's what he's getting to. He didn't say it. He didn't say it in his article, but you knew that's what the journalist was going for, try to catch Odom saying something to make it a hot topic going, college football oppresses people.
Because Barry Odom's such a bad guy.
and basically Odom, if you read the full article, and mind you, that was posted on Twitter and other people ran off with it, with other journalists, quote-unquote journalists, bloggers, basically going, hey, this guy doesn't let people have handguns because he doesn't believe in the Second Amendment. And he goes, well, we don't let guns because they cause problems, but also it's a campus rule for not, you know, any student, not just a football player, any student at the University of Missouri cannot have a gun on campus. So our football players are held to the same standard of every other student on campus. So it was a non-issue that they turned into an issue just to get clicks. That's all it really was.
So, yeah, if I was Barry, I wouldn't stand for the national anthem. That would be my protest. Yeah.
So
I'd stand for the national anthem with a gun in the air.
Well, now that you're in the SEC, you can actually do that.
Yeah, you probably could. Mississippi State be like, woo!
So, at the end of the anthem, America.
Hey, Steve, I just fucking
just
said
that.
Jesus.
Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Technically, you didn't say America. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't say America.
So it's getting ridiculous. There's no journalism anymore. There's no, Journalism used to mean something back in
the 60s. I get all my news from Twitter. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
And that's if you go on Twitter. I don't get my news from... I don't.
Well, another part of it, too, is the advertisements. And if they make it into a list where you have to click on each individual thing of 25 different items they're talking about, that's a click on an ad, and they generate revenue.
Well, no, they're doing those things now where it's... It's the advertising. They make it look like you're reading an actual article about something, but then it turns into buy our product at the end of the article. So
you know, they also do testing, and I know because I know a girl that's done this before, where they she did a testing for advertising on I forgot what website it was, and they basically have if you have a webcam, they enable it, and when you go on their website, they see where your eyes go first, and they see what it's attracted to. Yeah. So like that's basically how they. You know, advertise toward their base.
And well, here's the thing: going base. To clickbait journalism. Is there just too many "quote unquote" journalists now?
I don't think they're journalists. Wait a minute.
Well, that's what I mean. Well, here's the thing: everyone thinks they're a journlist.
So
they think they report the news.
Journalist? I mean, it's getting
it's
the
changed,
story.
Hasn't it? It's really changed because everyone has access to post everything.
You guys remember? I'm sorry.
No, Brian Williams. Oh wait, no.
Come on.
Brian Williams used to be on this podcast.
It is, yeah.
He's at least that's what he said.
The Newsroom on HBO.
Yeah.
What you're talking about? Oh, if you listen to,
I still haven't watched that. I should.
The beginning. It's got the greatest rant like ever.
But if
you listen to the second episode, he talks about how news, like the birth of news, like what it was for.
Yep.
And
for the to make it an educated populace or an educated voter and all that stuff.
Yeah. And then of course. It's all, you know.
Well, now you've got the gigantic Fox, CNN, the gigantic MSNBC, whatever, that they, like, they want to be on it, like, within a minute of it happening. Mm-hmm. They're trying to scoop each other, and then usually they're completely wrong about everything that happens because they have no idea really what's happening, but they're like, you know, there was 12 people shot in Chicago, pretty sure it was a Muslim. We saw him wearing a Cubs baseball cap backwards. They're like, no, they got hit by a train, actually. But,
But the whole thing was they talked about how it was just, you know, it was all informational, you know, educational type shit. But then all of a sudden, you know, everything is based on...
It's opinion-based. The news today is opinion-based news.
But now everything's done by... Everything's corporatized and everything's greed and money fuels everything. So then now you got to have fucking, you know, advertisers. You know, your news program has to be like number one so you can generate the most... Fucking ad revenue.
They're just like
that.
Mega news networks. They're the Walmart supercenters of news networks, basically.
And from the online side, there's like requirements to get onto Google News. And when I wrote for the Examiner, that was one of the things. It was
you had to show
you have to put occasionally
dick pics.
it showed up in an ad every once in a while. But, you had to have.
Are you uncircumcised?
Yes.
I didn't want to know that, Matt.
But one of the things they required for a news article was 3 links about the whatever you're writing about. And if you didn't have those 3 links, Google wouldn't put it in their news section.
So how could you break a story?
You couldn't.
That's
really.
The thing, yeah, okay.
Huh, okay.
So, like, wait, give me an example. So if you were writing about the Cardinals signing a player, I don't know.
You'd have to do a link of them signing it, and then, like, go to Baseball Reference and link the players and stuff.
Oh. You're like, hold on, I have to copy and paste, like, all these websites.
Yeah, you really did.
Oh. That's funny.
Shit, that's all I do on our Twitter and Facebook. I'm like, oh, that's a cool story.
I know.
Here's the link.
I'm, like, 10 seconds away from unfollowing Nerdcast on Twitter. I'm like, everything's from fucking comicbook.com. I'm like, why don't you just say, hey, go to comicbook.com.
Or 11 o'clock at night, your phone goes off 8 times because Tony likes and retweets everything he puts
on. I know. I can't. I had to undo as being like a...
Well, no, fuck you, because I did a Monster Squad retweet, dude, where I was telling you, hey, we might be having a sequel coming or a remake. So how about that?
I probably didn't see it. I don't know.
You didn't. How about you fucking contribute to our social media accounts?
You guys, I'm already pretty much a big deal on that.
I don't know if you know this, but
since
I'm kind of
Joe's
deal.
A big deal,
this is like asking Jordan to help out
the
Wizards.
Little toast to Joe's birthday.
Birthday boy.
Dude,
birthday
I don't even like tequila. Well, I'm gonna throw up.
Hey, Jen's got one, so you should be happy.
All right, Jen's taking one.
Are you all right?
Yeah, he gave her a little bit. She's like, "Give me more than that." And then
I was like, "She wanted more."
Matt, you're holding the hair tonight.
Jesus That's like a double right there.
To Joe Dust.
How personal can I get on this podcast about what I had to do last night?
You can get personal.
I'm not talking about that. Never mind then.
Oh, come on. You always make me like do
stuff.
Come
on. All right.
It's really gross.
To Joe Dust.
Really? Does it have to do with vomiting? Oh.
A plunger?
Does it have to do with sex?
Nope.
Well, never mind. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, no sex stuff. Yeah.
All right, to Joe Dust, hopefully you get some footprints on your dashboard from having sex in your car.
Well, thanks for bringing that up.
Other people's footprints.
Mazel tov. Shalom.
Mazel tov, yes. Dick and balls.
And Steve's going to tell us he loves us later.
No.
Steve, your neighbor's outside.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
It's the worst story ever.
She was trimming her bushes earlier today.
Steven!
Well, she was. I went around the street, and she was cutting trees.
How you doing, babe? You good?
Oh, that's a good one.
Did you give her a lime? Does she, is there a lime she could have?
No, I know. There's, like, no chaser. I'm like,
yeah, you have a chaser.
I'll chase it.
We do our tequila shots bareback.
All natural.
Do not throw up in the car. Yeah. Don't throw up in my car, dude. For real.
Yeah, don't. She doesn't want to sound like me on the airplane home.
I do owe you one. We told that story before, yeah. Right? Where I threw up in the windowsill. Yeah.
When you threw up in the airplane, you threw up in the bathroom, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to the I went to the lavatory and got the bag and
like right when the thing goes bing, Steve's like, excuse me. I remember being wasted when I got on. I was in LAX going home to St. Louis, and I was sitting down and the cart went past me, and I kind of woke up. I'm like, I really have to pee. I'm like, I'm just gonna go to the first class bathroom. I'm like, she's already past me. And then I did, and I forgot. I didn't even shut the door behind me. It was just like, because it was like unlocked. I'm like, oh, man, somebody's going to walk on me, pissing all over the toilet. And I went out and just passed out next to these two girls in the row.
In first class?
No. I wasn't in first class. I just scampered up to their bathroom.
You should have stayed in first class. That's what I'm saying. What's the worst they're going to do? Make you go back. So, there you go.
I was also really stoned getting on a plane in Colorado and coming back here.
That's good.
Pete, you don't listen, but what's up, man? You ever flown really stoned?
No.
It's pretty good. It's pretty awesome.
On what, though?
Marijuana.
Well, pills of some kind. You could go on that route.
I don't know what kind of pills you're taking.
Oxys. Viagra.
My friend Ryan's got some edibles back from Colorado if anybody wants to take them. We should do a podcast.
Fuck yeah. Hook it up.
I am interested.
Okay.
Edibles are supposed to be worse, or like supposed to hit you a lot harder than smoking.
That's what I've heard.
I've
never had an edible.
They'll hit you like an hour later.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you're just like, you're like on Grand Theft Auto when you like come out of the bar and you're like, let me on your plane.
Nice.
All right. Moving on.
All right, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right. We're supposed to do movie reviews. Has anyone watched a movie lately, though? I haven't watched.
We could do overhyped.
I was going to go see Sausage Party.
Oh, did I miss Overhyped? I did miss Overhyped. Overhyped movie, music, or things that didn't live up to the hype. Well, that's what Overhyped means, Jay.
Yeah. Hey, so I'll just start off. The obvious one is Suicide Squad Overhyped.
No.
No, it's not Overhyped.
Really? Because literally everybody I've talked to is like, meh.
Because you hang out with douchebags.
No, I hang out with people that don't bury their dick in a comic book.
The pages are glossy, thank you. No, it was good. It's not the best movie ever, obviously, but it's still
a
good movie.
Exactly.
Does it have?
They have like ten like giant high profile actors in it, don't they?
Are we supposed to talk about Suicide Squad right
that
now?
Next episode?
Next episode of Suicide Squad. We'll talk about it next episode.
Never mind. Yeah. That's a sore subject.
Jen, did we see anything else recently?
I haven't
seen
it.
What have we
seen? You wanted to talk about The Martian? You read the book?
Oh, The Notebook.
The Martian's really good. The book's really good.
The book and the
How many times have you seen The Notebook?
I've seen it once.
I've seen it once.
I tried to catch it on HBO whenever they show
it. It's sad.
It is.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
But God, is Ryan Gosling, is he not cute in that movie?
Okay, here's the thing about Ryan Gosling. Every time I see him, I still see Alan from Remember the Titans when he got beat bad on an 7 route right up the field.
I know you're going to laugh at me, but he was in Remember the Titans.
Yeah,
he was.
He was the white cornerback that got taken out of the game.
I think I've only seen that once. I need to watch that again.
He said, Yost!
Well,
Yost, they're taking out my boy!
Hey, what's the daughter's name in it?
Petey replaced him.
Hey, what's the daughter's name in that?
That was
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, I know. That's how, like, whenever I first saw her, I'm like, oh my God, that's the little girl from Remember the Titans.
Yeah, and then the black girl goes, do all white girls act like that?
Yeah.
Felt weird having my
seen?
Pants off.
I don't know. What movies have we seen?
I watched Straight Outta Compton.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
I still haven't watched that.
That's a really, good, really good
it's
movie.
On HBO.
Yeah, it's on HBO.
It's really
the
good.
Music's awesome, obviously. Yeah. But it's actually just a good movie.
Yeah, I
really
mean...
good movie.
And, Cube the music's son, awesome. Well, yeah.
Obviously.
I would
said.
Hope
yeah.
so.
But no, Ice Cube's son plays Ice Cube, and he's really good.
Yeah.
And who's the guy that plays Dre? Because that guy's awesome.
Yeah,
guy,
I don't know.
Whoever that guy
his
is.
His name's
really
Mr.
Good.
Dre. He's not a doctor yet.
Hadn't gone to medical school.
Yeah, it's his son, Mr. Dre.
I watched a Nick Cage movie that was really bad.
Well, no. Which one?
Joe. It was called Joe.
Oh.
That's the name of the movie. It was called Joe.
I thought that was on like one of their
yeah, Netflix.
Like,
yeah, it's
top
on Netflix.
Like under the radar movies
no,
on Netflix.
J-O-E?
Because the guy that's in it was Cyclops in the Age of Apocalypse movie. He's in it too.
Oh, okay.
And it's a really bad movie. He plays, but Cage plays a drunk. And
I love him though. He always plays really stupid movies. And the dude's like a multimillionaire.
He just plays a hillbilly drunk, and it's just a bad movie. What else have I seen? Straight Outta Compton was really good.
Oh, man, I watched Mr. Holmes the other day, the Sherlock Holmes movie.
Oh, Ian McKellen?
Yeah.
Oh,
that looked good. How was it?
I have no idea what it was about.
Because we started watching...
a bunch of bees stung a little fucking kid, and he doesn't die.
My girl, what's up? Has some fucking sympathy.
No, honestly,
Thomas J.
That movie made no sense. I'm like, why did they make this movie? I'm expecting, like, a murder mystery type thing. I'm like, nope, it's just Sherlock Holmes shitting himself because he's old.
We watched a couple episodes of the Sherlock series, the BBC one with Benedict Cumberbatch in it, and it's really good. It's really good. And I watched an episode of Luther with
Idris
Elba. That's a really good show. BBC knows what's going on. They put some good shows.
No, they
man.
Do.
Elba fucks, man.
That dude fucks. You know he fucks a lot.
He does fuck. This guy,
Stringer Bell.
Let's see what else have I. What movies? Come on,
guys.
No,
Maddie. Guys, the tits.
See, I watched a baseball documentary called Fastball.
Yeah, I watched that.
The fastballs of different generations and
how they're way faster now than when we were way back in the day because they were pitching off mounds way too high.
They couldn't accurately measure them, and so I think they said Walter Johnson threw like 88 miles per hour.
I don't even think it was that. It was like 84 or 86, and they're like, he's the fastest human in the world. Look at this fucking fastball right
and that's how it sounded, too.
And then they did it today.
They
did it today, and they're like, yeah, it was like 84 miles an hour. I'm like, oh, he's Seth Maness.
but then they set and
recalibrated
it at the end, and they figured today he would have thrown about like 108 miles per hour.
Who?
Did you not watch the end of it? The scientists went in and took today's speed
108?
Guns. Yeah.
No. Chapman throws 109, right? Did he get up to 109? No. Was he 105?
I think like he topped down at...
It was like 105.6 or something.
But they said Walter Johnson and Bob Feller would throw harder than Chapman.
With HGH, I mean, you got to...
Yeah.
Well, those guys were obviously on beer, so...
Yeah.
Like Babe Ruth, he was just a drunk. I do agree Babe Ruth's the most overrated
baseball
player in history.
Big Eyes. Who did Big Eyes? What's his name? I don't know if you directed or produced it.
Man, I'm trying to think of random shit I've watched.
What's the fucking guy's name? Burton. Thank you.
That's not
Burton. Did Burton write it, direct it, produce it, something like that?
Big Eyes?
You never saw Big Eyes? It was about the painting, a woman that was a painter, but it had Christoph Waltz in it, and he was basically taking the credit for her painting because like, only a man could sell paintings or something like that. It's actually pretty good. It's actually a pretty good movie. It's called Big Eyes, yeah.
I can't think of, like, I'm trying to think of the random movies I've watched lately.
Because we've been watching more TV than movies because we watched...
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Which is really, really, really good.
Really good, yep.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
Yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Because that nostalgia for the 80s crap was awesome. The toothless kid, I'd watch that kid in anything. I could just listen to that guy talk.
You know he's like a Broadway actor.
I heard that he's singing the national anthem or something like that. He can actually sing.
He's like in La Miserables
really?
And all this stuff, yeah. He's like a good actor, yeah. And I did tell my brother today, I texted him because he's texting me photos of my niece. I'm like, dude, shave her head and put a little dress on her and stuff, and she can go as 11. He's like, He's like, I asked the wife, and she said no.
Of course.
I think that'd be hilarious.
Cause this was the,
her hair's going to grow back.
This was the first
thing. I found the pudding.
That was awesome. Yeah, I found the pudding. She was
lie.
The bitch was hoarding it or whatever.
That bitch always hoards it.
But Winona Ryder? What was the last
I didn't
thing
even recognize
was
her
what was
first.
The last thing she's been in?
Beetlejuice.
What was the
Don't
Adam
give
Sand-
him a courtesy laugh. That was not
Deeds,
that good.
Mr.
Yeah,
Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
She was in that movie with Statham, Franco, and Stallone, like, wrote it or directed it or some shit. Yeah, that one. I don't know.
Not very good movie part two.
Something like that. I was like, yeah, James Franco fighting Jason Statham in real life. That's, yeah. That won't be one-sided.
What else did you see? You got anything else on your list?
No, I've been trying to catch up on The Wire.
The Wire?
Yeah, I heard snorting.
Into season three.
Season three was after the doc. Season two was the doc. Season three is
Amsterdam.
You just saw season three. Season
I haven't
three's.
Seen the last episode of it, but...
Stringer?
Yeah.
Did you see Stringer?
I don't...
Put that shit on Twitter, dude.
Oh, season three is the best season.
That was
season
a good
three
season.
Is a really good season. What she got?
What's going on over there?
Is that being uploaded or what?
No, I don't.
Did you not save them?
I didn't put it up because I would send it to everybody.
Oh.
So I need to
write
it again.
Never mind.
That's
right.
You get it, put them
up. It was funny. She put a Dr. Pepper, like, thing on Matt. You had sunglasses and a hat. And a dick in your mouth.
And?
Nothing out of the ordinary?
I'm trying to look up movies. I don't know what I've seen lately.
I saw Suicide Squad. Yeah. My lady and I did, which, and we liked it. It was better than Batman v Superman.
Yeah, we'll easily. Get into that.
Yeah,
Heather, I'm going to get the rest of my arm filled in, I think. I'm going to cry probably, but I will.
It's all right.
I know. I'd just be like,
Did anyone go see the Ghostbusters movie?
No.
No, I think 10 people saw it.
Yeah.
Did it really do bad at the box office?
Yeah. I think Leslie really? Jones's vagina pics got more views than the fucking Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, Finding Jesus. Dory. I saw Finding Dory. That was really good. Not as good as
I haven't even seen Finding Nemo.
I think I think Hollywood's run out of material because I heard that on the strength of the Ghostbuster thing, they're actually making another Splash movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, with Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum as the
They're doing
mermaid.
It reverse.
As the mermaid?
Yes.
As yes.
He's a man
mermaid.
Yeah. He's a mermaid.
Well, you know they're making. You know Baywatch comes out like next year
with The Rock.
Yeah, but that's gonna
what?
Come
off.
Yeah, there's a Baywatch movie. And
I won't
Zac
watch
Efron.
It in
yeah.
the theater, but I might put it on HBO. So
what
to
the
see what it's
fuck?
About.
But you know what's Hollywood doesn't get is that they'll put out like Splash and like Baywatch and shit like this and Ghostbusters even, and they don't realize like the younger crowd. Doesn't even know what the fuck that is,
I
or at
love
least
to meet
some of them.
Hollywood's focus group.
Yeah, and like they're like, you know, what would be really good is Splash. I asked my friend, and she's 59 years old, and she said that would be pretty cool, and she'd take her daughter to see it. I'm like, cool, it's going to make $14 million.
Did you go see Sausage Party?
No,
you
I
said
was
you were
going
to go see it.
I was hungover.
I really
want to
see that though.
I think I masturbated twice that day instead of doing that.
Oh, that's.
So in a way, I guess I did see Sausage Party.
He's on the deleted scene.
Did anyone go see Jason Bourne? Anybody see Bourne?
Oh,
I
did.
No.
Did you go
fuck.
See it? Is it as bad as everyone
says
it is?
No. Who says it's bad?
Everyone says it's oh, not me.
It's got care. A good rating, man.
No, it's good. It's the same story rehash. There's
I think
three car chases. There's he runs after somebody.
Which is great. That's all I
want to
see.
No,
the car
but the
chase.
Thing is,
yeah, you know?
The funny thing about that movie, they said like Matt Damon only has like 54 lines or something of speech.
No, he's in there. They but like
I'm
Julia
just
Stiles.
Saying.
And there's all sorts of new characters, but it's there's a nice twist in there.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm not gonna give it away.
The final shot, he looks dead in the camera and goes,
"I'm a lesbian."
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Did anyone go see Independence Day? Is it
no, that looked like total poor shit.
What was the last Hollywood movie that looked good?
That's what I'm saying. I'm going through.
Oh,
okay.
They're going to do a remake of Finding Dory already. Do you guys know that?
I haven't seen any of those. I don't know.
Cloverfield Lane has to be okay.
No, I've heard that's good.
It's got Goodman.
We saw that.
No,
did you go see it?
Is it
good?
It's just one of those movies where it...
It has nothing to do with Cloverfield, really, does it?
Yeah.
I think
it does. Spoil it. No spoilers.
I don't
want to
spoil it, but it's like... It's just, I don't know. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
Where you're like, okay.
Like, dude, I like M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah,
man.
No, I do too. But you're like, okay, it's
you
like it's
like
going this route.
Yeah, I do.
His early movies, though.
Hold on. Did you see The Visit?
No.
That's good.
It
he
is?
He did a good one.
I DVR'd it and then go, I just don't feel like watching
it's
it.
It's actually, well, Hold on, Jen. Did I say that I hated how it ended? I can't remember if I hated how it ended.
Is that a new one?
The visit. Remember the visit?
That wasn't
the
trees.
Remember it was with the grandparents? Oh, you know what we watched?
I can't tell with Jen.
Asshole.
She's so Daria right now.
We watched It Follows. We watched It Follows. Who else at this table watched It Follows?
I've not seen it.
Did Joe watch It Follows?
You watched
You fucking assholes for telling me to watch that piece of shit movie.
Whoa, you're going to have a few girls that hear that and go...
Who? Is it Lindsay? Fuck you, Lindsay. Because, oh my God, that movie was
Spice,
horrible.
Ginger Spice, if she... I don't even know.
Matt Ginger Spice liked that movie?
I don't know if anybody listens to this anymore, but if they do, yeah.
Okay.
You didn't like It Follows?
It's awful.
Which one was it?
It's the one where nothing fucking happens.
Where the people walk it.
It's the STD
where they
movie.
Follow people.
Right. Okay, yeah. Tony was right.
Okay, the title is accurate. They do follow you.
They do follow.
You got to give
okay,
them credit
I'll give
for
you
that.
Credit for that. That shit...
You're like, whoa! There is a guy, and he is following me on the sidewalk.
The really tall right guy? That was kind of creepy and cool. Where the guy, all of a sudden... The,
like in her bedroom
into,
or whatever?
Yeah,
oh,
that
dude.
Was
dude,
creepy. Shit.
Exactly! It's a... You don't think it's... You didn't think it was creepy?
No, it was awful. It wasn't scary. It wasn't creepy. It wasn't
And
good
yet
at
you're
all.
Sitting here going, Suicide Squad wasn't that bad.
It wasn't. It was
you
good.
You haven't seen it.
I don't think anybody wants to see it.
A lot of
I
went
like
today.
To
they made a lot of movies. Or a lot of
was
money,
it bad?
Sorry.
No,
no. It
I
wasn't.
Oh,
it
hey,
was
you know what?
Yeah.
Actually, I know what I watched. Speaking of which, so, and this is the opposite of Jay. So Jay's telling me Suicide Squad wasn't bad, and you told me Batman vs Superman you didn't like.
Yeah,
I liked Batman vs
exactly.
Superman.
There's not. It's
I think Ben Affleck rocked it. That
well,
movie,
yeah,
man.
He did.
Yeah.
Which version
sucks.
Did you watch?
Jesse sucks,
did you watch the Ultimate Edition?
I watched. The Blu-ray, I don't know. It wasn't like the director's cut, I guess.
Okay.
The Ultimate Edition.
Yeah, after
a good
after
one,
watching the Ultimate Edition, then going to the theatrical cut, I fucking hated the theatrical cut even more. I'm like, fuck, that sucked.
Yeah.
Theatrical, I mean the 3-hour one.
Good.
Yeah, should have watched Deadpool with my parents, like I did.
Deadpool's. We were watching.
My
Deadpool.
Mom like.
Dude, my mom loved Deadpool.
My dad bought
like,
it, and my like he's watching it. My mom goes, I hope this doesn't have any sharp objects in it because she doesn't like those. And I go. Jesus Christ! I'm like,
yeah.
He has two swords on his back.
Wait, let's dive into this. Wait. Why does your mom not like sharp objects?
Well, A, she doesn't like sharp objects, and her biggest fear in the world is, and I hope she doesn't ever hear this, is being killed by like an Asian man with a sword. Yeah,
why is she
kind of racist?
Exactly, racist. Wait.
I know.
More importantly,
but thank God we don't know any Asian people though.
Jen just flicked off. The podcast.
I know. I also pointed at her, but she didn't.
More importantly, what did your mom think of the pegging scene?
Pegging.
Ryan Reynolds got pegged, dude.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
he was
yeah.
just getting it up the butt.
International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, well,
that's pegging.
Yeah.
That's pegging, dude.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do I not know what?
No,
is?
I think pegging.
I guess I'm wrong.
Oh no, that's docking. I'm thinking of the wrong thing. No, you're right. You're right. He did get pegged. Sorry. You're right.
I'm
hesitantly curious now about docking.
Docking is where one guy sticks.
No, hold on.
Wait.
We'll just show him a picture real quick.
No.
I don't want to see that, dude.
Actually, you know what? If you could find a picture, that'd be hilarious.
You know what? Just because. Fuck you.
Well, but
It Follows. It Follows is awful.
No,
tell me
it's
why you thought it was good. Argue
dude,
why it's good.
I'll tell you what. You want to watch a movie that literally nothing happens. Okay, you say
It Follows.
Follows. Okay,
nothing happens.
Watch The Witch.
You said that before, and I don't
want to I don't even know what that is.
Fuck.
Oh, wait, was that the Blair Witch thing?
No.
I remember you talking about
this is a new take on
I feel like
horror.
I'm screaming
it's
into
so
the microphone.
Oh, am I screaming? Sorry.
No, I feel like I am.
Oh, sorry.
No,
you're not screaming. It's a new take on horror. So fucking scary. It's like for the next generation. Okay, cool. Literally.
You have
dick
to type
happens.
In, like, docking penis man.
I'll get it.
Do not
you
got to
know how Google
there.
Works, dude.
I'm not looking that
He types in docking, and it's, like, space station.
You gotta, you might also have to remove your filter.
Yeah, right. I doubt he has a family filter.
The whole thing, the reason I was saying that 10 Cloverfield Lane was like an M. Night Shyamalan
docking
movie, it's like, here we are, it's like a movie about a podcast, and all of a sudden a fucking velociraptor, and then, like, a ninja comes out of the ceiling, and you're like, oh. M. Night Shyamalan directed this movie. Totally, you know, weird fucking shit.
So wait, there's a dinosaur in the movie?
I don't
seriously?
Know
no.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, the random shit, like, oh, okay, this
is
a
dinosaur.
Docking
like
so, like,
penis.
This is now a sci-fi
type
movie.
It in.
Porn.
Don't.
Or porn.
Dude, how about
yeah.
we just not at all?
Or not.
Well, I already
I think
know
it,
what it is.
I think it was Joe's computer.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking, Joe. I'm not looking. Fuck you.
So docking is. There you go.
Did you look?
Hey.
Did you look? Did you make my wife look at gay shit? Seriously?
Hey, but hey, is it not accurate? That's where one guy sticks his erect penis into another guy's.
It's flaccid, I'm guessing, right?
No, or you're
somebody
just
has
not.
To, I didn't look
yeah,
that
or
much
you're
the
uncircumcised.
Picture. Somebody has to have a lot of foreskin.
It would help if you're uncircumcised.
Zootopia. Did anyone see Zootopia?
How are you going from docking to Zootopia?
Yeah, I'll talk about Zootopia.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was.
Steve, I got kids. I like how. Show my kids Zootopia.
See, my kids
you
saw
it. Docking
you know what the weirdest thing about Zootopia is?
That really that unleashed the beast on that one.
Joe, shut up. You're talking about Zootopia.
He went from NASA pictures to just two guys' dicks together.
I want to not. That's you. Jen, you can't unsee that. That's why you're not supposed to look.
I don't care.
Why would guys want to do that? I don't know. It can't feel good, right?
No, it doesn't feel good.
Why do gay guys do that then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Why do they do that? I mean, be gay.
There was one time where I was at, it was after a wedding. And we were all drunk, and there was...
Did you duck with somebody?
No, there was girls in the room. And, like, we were all trying to see if we could stick stuff in our pee hole.
What?
I fit a Ninja Turtle action figure in mine.
Stop talking. Zootopia. Talk about Zootopia.
Nobody saw Zootopia.
Donatello's bow staff in your penis.
Jin goes, oh, gotta go to the bathroom real quick.
So Zootopia,
Jen, it was also good. Donatello, so if that tells you anything.
You put the bow staff.
He's got a bow staff. That was the first thing down. It was like the hatch on Lost. I'm like, whew.
Oh, he goes, whew.
Oh, shit.
Before you were interrupted by docking talk, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I was gonna say the weird thing about Zootopia is.
Oh, sorry.
What a segue! What a segue! I love it.
Speaking of docking,
yeah,
the best thing about Zootopia, if you haven't seen it yet, it's basically a buddy cop film. It really is.
I do want to see Zootopia, by the way.
Yeah, I mean it's basically a buddy cop film, and you could also argue that it has clear. It has clear underlining racial tension between the meat eaters and the vegetarians or whatever you call it. So basically predators and it was good. It was good.
It had a social stance, really?
It did.
In a minute movie?
In an underlying one. They didn't come out and say Black Lives Matter or Cougar Lives Matter.
Okay. Last
meat,
we got,
meat Lives Matter.
Meat Lives. Okay, last movie on here I'm seeing that I kind of had interest in was, did anyone see, or is anyone... Well, I know it's out. Don't Breathe. Did anyone go see Don't Breathe?
No.
Nope. That looks really good.
It looks
though,
legit.
Right? Word
yeah.
of mouth has been pretty good on it. So
I think
that's
it, I was pulling up Box Office Mojo. I might finish number one again at the old box office. Suicide Squad.
How much does Suicide Squad make to make Joe suck a dick?
So yeah. Oh, because things that make a lot of money are usually good. One Direction.
Well,
worldwide, it's currently at $643 million.
Oh, yeah. That really gives me an erection. Thanks, Tony.
$289.
I'm going to stick a bow staff down my penis right now.
So what do we name this? We name this Tourette's episode? Or
yeah, this,
staff
no,
penis episode?
Episodes, no, episode 33.
I remember how to talk into a microphone.
Tony Tourette's.
Now, so I'm fucking, I'm
Tony's
okay
Tourette's
now.
Or whatever.
Jesus.
So what was on the...
What Tony, what is on your shirt?
Was it?
We better just end it.
Oh, at the polo.
Yeah, you
after
know what?
Docking,
after
docking,
I don't know.
We end it?
Polo,
yeah, because we're at 1:12 like, and we did about 12 minutes,
it looks
so
like
it's
a
an hour.
From,
so we could take, let's take a break and then come back.
So hold on. Let's before we end it, Brian, how do you feel about the podcast? Was it worth joining? Or did you waste your time joining?
No, I didn't waste my time.
Okay,
plus,
see, there you go.
I've been guaranteed money after this. There's a guest fee or something, I was told.
We pay in beer usually.
Beer and I made food, so, you know, you're hungry.
You made my wife look at docking pictures,
also,
you fucking asshole.
Right. I almost said something bad. I'm not going to say that. What, a docking picture?
Well, no, what were you going to say?
No. He said, I also get paid after this. I'm like, which one do you like?
How much are your women?
But I'm not going to say that because that's wrong.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, you did get to see Dick and Dick action.
So there, take that, Lindsay, if you
I'm
don't
honestly,
like our episodes.
I'm honestly surprised you guys have never heard of that.
No,
that's what I was
it,
trying to
but
think
I don't
of.
Want
to
see it. Oh, that was the difference.
No, I have not heard of docking.
So look up pegging penis.
No, no, no.
Okay, don't.
So I don't know who Lindsay is. Is she the one follower on?
She was. Probably. She was. She was until we what did we talk about that she hated so much?
Game of Thrones.
Why does she hate Game of Thrones?
I think we were spoiling it or something. What
she doesn't watch it.
She didn't
said.
Hate the show, I don't
no,
think.
She probably didn't watch The Walking Dead either, I don't think.
What?
She doesn't like Walking Dead or Game of Thrones.
You also have to clarify which Walking Dead. I mean, come on.
Have you been watching Fear?
Yeah, that one's not as good.
It's not as good, but it's been okay. The first six episodes of season one.
Yeah, I want to rail the daughter. I mean, that's like the only reason I watch. She's Australian, but...
Is she an Aussie, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know she's
all right, put it in me, mate.
I think it's like a requirement.
I'm going to get pregnant real fast, yeah.
Like, if you're Aussie, you just have to be hot. That's just like a rule. Apparently.
I think it is.
Margot Robbie, Teresa Palmer.
They're all hot, and they all know how to surf.
Yep. Is that true?
I don't know, probably.
All right.
All right, are we done?
End it, Toner.
We're done? Okay.
Yeah. Docking took it out of us.
We don't want to look up pegging real quick?
Oh.
Oh! My wife has looked at a lot of gay porn tonight. What the fuck?
It's a real thing, though, isn't it?
It is.
It's not necessarily gay.
It's
yeah,
gay.
That's what, no, that's, that, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's a strap-on.
Okay.
Yeah. No, he was right, though. Wow. He said Ryan Reynolds gets pegged, and
yeah.
I go, no, he doesn't. He's, and then I go, wait, no, I'm
wait,
thinking
yeah.
of
Doc.
Yeah. Yeah, no. See, you were correct in saying pegging.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't exactly rewind that part, Jen. Did she say we did? No, we did not.
Yeah. That's pegging.
Yeah, I know what it is, dude.
She doesn't have to be black, but that's
them doing it, though.
Oh, my God. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, that's what the pegging scene was.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day. My dad's like, what's wrong with them? I'm like, nothing.
But you
ain't never
take my bunghole. For I am the great Cornholio. I have no bunghole.
That was awesome. All right, Toner, before Joe makes a little more pegging and docking. What other shit?
Pull up the Urban Dictionary.
No.
Episode,
not.
Next episode.
Talk about
hey,
mud
has
flaps.
Anybody actually looked up Hmong?
Oh, so, well, hey.
I doubt it's out there. That,
any of
there's
our
no
Twitter
way
followers
real.
That listen to us, please let us know if you looked up Hmong.
Yeah. There's no way that's real.
No. We don't have any followers, so it doesn't matter.
A, if it's real, you'd be in jail probably.
We don't,
B,
we don't
who would
followers?
Take a photo of that?
We don't have followers because we don't record at all. Because we record every business quarter. That's why. That's, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we have our
yeah, because you don't answer your phone and fucking Jay breaks his fucking arm or vagina because he's lifting 5,000 pounds to be a fucking beefcake. So what the fuck?
Wow.
He wants to be able to take a good pegging. Whatever.
Jesus.
She just looked up Hmong.
Does she not remember? She was here for that. Oh, no, she came in late.
Yeah.
She came in at the end. That's right.
Steve,
was
can we dock? It's my birthday.
So. Steve's like, I love
he's
you, bro.
Thinking about
I love
it.
You, bro.
Okay, it's time to go.
Yes. Cut us off, man. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for listening and probably unsubscribing to episode 33 of the Nerdcast podcast, Not Your Regular Dialogue. Be sure to check us out online at nerdcast.com. That's nyrdcast.com.
Diddies.
We're also on the social media. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter. At Nerdcast, NYRDCAST.
Or comicbook.com.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. We're also on Facebook. Fucking Google it. We are also a part of the Inside Joke Outside Voice podcast network. Be sure to check out IJOV.net. Check us out on all the other fantastic podcasts that are on that network. So thanks again for joining us. I go by the name of Toner.
I'm Joe Dust. Peg away, people.
I'm Jay.
Matt.
Sound guy, Steve.
And, well, Brian, you can...
Brian. Mildly special guest, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No, you're good, man.
Ladies, you can shout goodbye.
Voice of reason, Brian.
So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya.
Doc.
Ooh, she's like sultry with him. That's new.
Peekaboo!
See ya.
I should be able to hold a beer in my left hand, my AR-15 in my right hand, while I'm fucking my sister in church. Freedom.
Wow. Dude, that's I am so, I like, fucking right? hard right now.
Yeah, okay? That's the freedom I want. That's the freedom I deserve, okay?
Thanks. No, I hang out with people that don't bury their dick in a comic book.
The pages are glossy, thank you.
This is the band So They Say, with their song In Loving Memory Of...